Before I start this morning, I would like to thank you all for your prayers, as many of you from spending a week with her, which was wonderful. So anyway, I would covet your prayers to continue for Diane. Okay, here we are. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm so excited to be here. I was telling someone earlier that my mentor used to tell me that the sermon you preach is the one that you most need to hear. And given the mom and her health, I think this message might be more for me than you, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. So one Sunday, while I was serving a church in Alameda, I found this pink crown sitting there. And gems and stones in it, and it was bright and shiny, and you know, normally I feel loved, you know, those kinds of gifts. It was all of that morning, but it was the Lord on how to start my sermon. I walked in there that day having no, I had this sermon about trust, a good introduction. Well, guess what? That crown, and it's become the introduction for this sermon today, so it was a gift from God that has kept on giving, like all of God's gifts do. It reminded me that I am beloved even when I don't have an introduction for a sermon. I've been captivated by this word, including how I treat other people, how I think about myself, and how I think about my relationship with God. Authors, Henry Nouwen. He writes a lot about belovedness, and in his book entitled Loved, we were intimately loved, children and friends, loved or wounded. That is the truth I want you to claim for yourself, that you are my beloved. You too, be as captivated by Ben. You were God's beloved long after time ends. God's beloved. There is nothing you can do to change the fact that you are God's beloved. Are you sensing a theme here today? You are God's beloved. Now, today I'm going to be referring to some stories found in Luke 15. There are three linked parables there that Jesus used to respond to the Pharisees and teachers of the law who muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." The three parables explain in easy-to-understand ways exactly why Jesus... They also, I believe, can help us understand this idea of belovedness. All three. Lost and found in verses 9, 24, and... In addition, all three parables end with... Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulder. Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not repent, who do not need to repent. The second parable is a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she found my lost coin, in the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence. The third and perhaps best known son. Jesus continued by saying, there was a man who had estate. So the father divided his property between them. We need to understand exactly when he asked for his inheritance. It was unheard of in that culture. So in essence, this, can you, any of you who are parents know, just in mind as we continue to review this particular parable. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off to a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went to the pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Meaning the son came to his senses. In the rest of this verse and in the next, deciding to go back to his father, seeking not rest, verse, but while he was still a long way off, he ran to his son, threw his arms around him. Pause for a moment to recognize people listening to Jesus that day. Return of his son. Then being angry, which culture filled with compassion. This action breaks the Middle Eastern protocol. No father at that time would greet a rebellious son in this way. Not one. And then the father does one of the most inappropriate things. He literally picked up his robes and he ran. He throws his arms around his son and kisses. Those verses should be in the dictionary behind the word beloved, because that is such to not care what the culture thinks, but to God's beloved. The son, they were all lost for different reasons. The sheep was lost maybe because somebody got in a hurry, lost by choice. And yet found, loved, and in these parables, God is the shepherd. One of the fascinating mind about what we do. Belovedness is about who God is. We are God's beloved even if we don't live up to other people's expectations. God says, "You are my beloved. I have called you by name from the very beginning." We are God's beloved even if we don't live up to our own, and I am yours. We are God's beloved even if we fail, mess up, screw up big time, or on you my favor rests, or run away from God. God says, "You are my, I molded you in the depths of the earth. I knit you together in your mother." Any idea? We are God's beloved, even if we feel, God says, "You are my beloved." Watch, wherever you are at this time in my life, when I'm, God is not only with me, God is with my mom. And it doesn't matter if she's sick or not. It doesn't matter how distant geographically we are. We are God's beloved. Individually, collectively, we are God's beloved, and there's such comfort in that. By friends, family, or others, God says, "You are my beloved. I look at you with infinite tenderness and care for you." We are God's beloved. Now listen to this one. We are God's beloved even if we feel worthless. Counted every hair on your head and guided you at every. We are God's beloved, even if my beloved. I will give you food. I will heal you. We are God's beloved. I will not hide my face from you. We are God. I think you get the idea. God welcomes us even if we return for less than stellar reasons, like the lost son who went home not necessarily out of love for his father, but in order to survive. God welcomes us even experience with this because once upon a time, I used to say the Lord's Prayer every night, well, almost every night, just in. You see, at that time, I wasn't convinced. I wasn't even a real believer, I don't think, at that time. I kept saying that prayer. Little did I know, God was waiting and was ready to welcome me when I found him welcomes us when we return. We don't have to explain, justify, or defend. Embrace us and welcome us home. This concept of belovedness. We are God's beloved. And the parable of beloved becoming the beloved we were created to be. Once again, turning to my friend Henry Nouwen, becoming the beloved means letting the truth of our belovedness become entails a lifelong and sometimes painful process of learning to be like Jesus, of being transformed into. So how do we become the beloved we were created to be? Well, no surprise, I have a couple suggestions. Pray and we practice. And then we practice and we pray. And then we pray. It is something that we will be doing for the rest of our lives. God's beloved son is not easy. It is a lifelong journey, sons and daughters. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a guidance. You know, I've learned over the years that God's speaking today. The instructor said about God, I am always beloved. Here's what we're going to do. The first time we're going to hold for the count of two and then exhale to the count of five. And I will do the counting out loud so you can follow along. So we're going to practice that first, and then we're going to add something to it. So feet flat on the floor, hands on your lap, comfortable. You can close your eyes if you'd like. So inhale, two, three, four, five, hold. Five. Okay, now exhale, time we do it. As we inhale, I want you to say to yourself, in the heart of God, and then when we, all right, inhale, one, two, three, four, five. One more time, four, exhale, two, three, four, five. About yourself that you believe, say to you, you welcome home. I am always beloved. Inhale, two, three, four, five. May the reality of your belovedness be with you now and always.